Well, they call it the Dreamliner. In fact, they have a lot of hopes in it. It is Boeing's new 787 aircraft, but after a fire in one plane and concern about what caused that and a fuel leak on another, federal authorities have stepped in now and have ordered a comprehensive review of the new plane. Joining us live, Scott McCartney. He writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal, a real expert when it comes to what's happening with our commercial airlines. Scott, good morning. Good to have you back on WTOP.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
What kind of impact will this review of the 787 have on, you know, overall air travel at this point?
I think there are a limited number of planes flying. They're still flying. I think the impact on the traveler is very limited. The impact on Boeing is more serious. This is all costly to Boeing, erodes confidence a little bit, but we've seen that these kind of reviews and these kind of problems, anytime you talk about fire on an airplane, it's extremely serious. But the Airbus A380, when it in its first couple of years flying, had enormous issues, cracks in the wings, other things like that. They're working through that. These are enormously complex machines, and what we've seen is the start can be rocky for them.
Well, assuming they work this out, what is supposed to be the big thing about the Dreamliner? What's the big hoo-ha?
A couple things. The Dreamliner gives airlines the ability to fly long, thinner routes nonstop. So it has farther range, and it's sort of a mid-size wide-body aircraft. So you can fly nonstop from Washington to someplace in the Middle East or Africa or smaller European cities routes that wouldn't have been sustainable because they didn't have enough volume of traffic to fill a really big plane. Beyond that, with the composite structure, the humidity is a bit higher in the aircraft. The cabin pressure is a bit more comfortable. It should be a more comfortable airplane. It's a nice ride. It's not a magic carpet. I've ridden it a couple times. You can still certainly have jet lag, and you still get dried out. But there are some nice improvements over previous aircraft.
Well, speaking of improvement, you've taken a look into how things are going overall with the airlines, and really since 9/11, when changes came about with the TSA and all of that kind of stuff. Flying hasn't been a whole lot of fun, but you see some progress that's been made.
Yeah, last year was a little bit better year overall. Certain airlines had really, American and United had miserable years. Delta has made tremendous improvement. Overall, the number of flights was down in 2012 a bit. That certainly helps reliability. There's less congestion in the skies, but on-time rates were better. There were cancellation rate was a lot lower. Fewer bags lost. It was a bit better for travelers.
Which airlines are clustered at the top being the best and which are clustered at the bottom?
Delta in our scorecard is really quite a remarkable turnaround. 2 years ago, they were the worst airline in our annual scorecard based on a lot of operational performance measures, customer service measures. Alaska Airlines was number two. They're perennially at the top. U.S. Airways did quite well again. They're running a really good operation. They fell down in complaints. They were number six of the seven biggest airlines in the worst rate of complaints. They still have issues to work through, I think, with customer service. A lot of their complaints were about fares and refunds and things like that, and they recognize that, and they're trying to improve that.
Good to see progress. We always like that word when it comes to our flying. Thanks, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal.